You know, just because you're wearing clothing made from recycled fibers doesn't mean they're natural fibers. The number one most frequently recycled fiber is PET, yeah, from plastic water bottles. PET, polyethylene terephthalate. Think about that. The terephthalate contains the term phthalate, and of course everybody that knows anything about health is always looking to avoid phthalates in personal care products. Any kind of, you know, cosmetics or shampoos or skin lotions or whatever. Like, we don't want phthalates. Any of that. Why? You know, cancer-causing, hormone-disrupting, endocrine system, all of that. Now, terephthalate is not exactly the same as the other forms of phthalate that are in personal care products, but it does share some common structure, obviously, because of the name. The point is, PET, this is what most people are wearing when they wear polyester, right? I mean, polyester is really just PET spun into a fiber. This is their number one source of exposure to microplastics. And it can often be called, you know, recycled fibers. So a lot of people think, oh, I'm buying recycled fibers. That must mean they're healthy and they're green and they're natural. No, they're not. They're recycled PET. You're wearing water bottles. You're wearing water bottles. And then every time you move, there's a release of some certain amount of, you know, the microfibers. And they release into the air around you. They release into your home. They get into your carpet, into your bed, if you're wearing polyester clothing, to bed, etc. You don't want that. So what are natural fibers? Well, you probably know, but let me just review them. Obviously, cotton, hemp, bamboo fibers, although there's a lot of really toxic processing that goes into bamboo fibers, but it starts with something natural, i.e. bamboo. But, you know, look, cotton is simply the number one fiber, but we'll talk about that more because most of that comes from GM cotton, or, you know, GMO, genetically modified cotton. That's what's grown almost everywhere, so you need to choose organic cotton. But then, of course, there's also wool and alpaca fibers and natural, you know, animal fibers that are all very, very good, very healthy and renewable. So for me personally, except when I'm on camera in the studio, unfortunately, a lot of that stuff is polyester. But when I'm on my day-to-day life on my ranch or whatever, almost everything for me is cotton or wool with a little bit of hemp. Now, there's some rayon fibers, you know, in socks and in underwear and whatever has elasticity will typically have some rayon, some polyester, some spandex, etc. I mean, those are all synthetic fibers. So try to minimize those. But the most important thing that you can do in this category to avoid the microplastics exposure from your clothing is to just stop buying and wearing polyester all day long, every day. You know, get yourself some organic cotton pants, or even, frankly, blue jeans are healthier than polyester slacks because blue jeans are, you know, cotton. Even though typically, again, it's GMO cotton, but that's better for you than wearing polyester pants. Now, the number one route of exposure of the microplastics, in this case, from clothing, is through inhalation. It's not through your skin. So these fibers do not penetrate your skin. That's good to know. I mean, how could they? They're too large to go through your skin. But they can easily be inhaled, and they are. So if you have polyester clothing, then you are sort of emitting a light cloud of microplastics particles all around you everywhere you go. And then you're breathing those in. That's why if you travel in an airplane, you're breathing other people's polyester shedding. Let's call it that, because that's what it is, polyester shedding. You know, just like spike protein shedding. But in this case, it's from clothing. If you attend a concert, you know, if you know, whatever, any kind of a public trade show, it's filled with microplastics particles, mostly from people's polyester. And a lot of those people thought they were doing the right thing. Oh, I bought recycled fiber clothing. I thought it's all green and everything. Nope. You're wearing water bottles again. Now, here's something else to keep in mind. If you have polyester clothing, never, well, the way you dry it, really matters. So if you dry it on a, you know, in the sun on a laundry line, which very few people use these days, but if you do that, your clothing will crumble because ultraviolet radiation exposure makes the PET fibers very fragile. So that would actually increase the microplastics shedding off of your polyester clothing. Now, if you think back about when did people use clotheslines, that's when mostly we had more natural fibers. So if you have a pair of cotton jeans, yeah, you can put those cotton jeans on the clothesline. You know, maybe you're running on a solar system and you're trying to reduce your use of a dryer that runs on electricity. That's perfectly reasonable to dry your blue jeans on a clothesline or a cotton shirt, etc., right? Makes perfect sense. You save a lot of energy doing that. And the cotton doesn't get destroyed by ultraviolet radiation. Why? Because cotton is a natural fiber that comes from the plant world, which exists under the sun. And so built into it is some level of resistance against, you know, degradation from ultraviolet radiation exposure. So, but you take these spun PET fibers, these polyester fibers, they break down very quickly. Just like if you take a water bottle and stick it out in the sun for a few months, you know, or sometimes even less, it's going to start breaking down. I've even seen this with 5-gallon buckets, like polyethylene buckets. They will break down over time in sunlight as well. Although there are some forms of polyethylene, like the 55-gallon blue drums, that seem to be immune to sunlight degradation, but there are other forms that break down more quickly. They're used in like store-bought 5-gallon buckets and things like that. So again, if you dry polyester on a clothesline, it's going to shed more microplastics. Now, what happens if you dry it in a dryer? Well, it still sheds microplastics, not as many because it holds together better in a regular dryer, but it's blowing the microplastics out your dryer vent, which typically people live in a neighborhood, and you may know this, one of my pet peeves of walking around a neighborhood is smelling other people's laundry detergent and their dryer sheet, you know, their fabric softeners that they put in their dryer, and they're blowing that out into the neighborhood where it's toxic to walk around in the neighborhood. It's not just toxic, though, from those cancer-causing solvents in the fabric softeners that people put in the dryer, which coats their clothes with cancer-causing chemicals. And then they wonder, why did I get cancer? And the doctor says, it's not your fault. There's nothing you could have done. Yeah, there is something you could have done. You could have not poisoned your clothing every time you do laundry. That would be one thing that your doctor doesn't know. He's not paid to know that, by the way. But the other thing is you're blowing microplastics all over the neighborhood as you dry your polyester clothing. Now, I know, some of you, you know, with your performance clothes and your yoga pants and you know, your exercise this and that, and, you know, you're super stretchy, whatever, you're like, oh, well, I have to have synthetic fibers. You know, it wicks away sweat. yeah, well, so does cotton. You know, now cotton gets waterlogged if it gets wet. It, you know, loses its insulative properties, but wool functions just fine when it's wet because sheep can still live in the rain, it turns out. So wool maintains its insulation even if sheep get rained on. Imagine that. That's some natural Mother Nature engineering for you right there. So you can take advantage of that. And yeah, you can buy wool socks, even thin ones. They don't have to be thick winter socks. You can buy thinner wool socks. You can buy wool blended underwear if you want to. If you want to go that far, it's up to you. Cotton has a lot of natural great properties, as you may know, and it's very affordable compared to other fibers, etc. My point is, whatever you do, focus on natural fibers. And I wish I had a line of clothing to recommend to you. I don't. But focus on organic cotton and some little bit of hemp, although it can be kind of rough at times. But wool, alpaca, if you've got the funds for it, that's very expensive. But focus on natural fibers, and even bamboo would be better than polyester, by the way. You get bamboo towels and bed sheets and stuff. We do have those suppliers in our store. Check it out. Go to healthrangerstore.com. You can search on organic cotton. We work with, I think it's the Delilah company, Delilah Home, that has all these organic cotton bed sheets and pillowcases and so on. That's a great choice. We also work with some other companies that do bamboo fibers, you know, bamboo fiber towels and things like that. So you can check that out, healthrangerstore.com. Just be mindful of all of this because people wonder, where'd all these microplastics come from? You're wearing them. How did I get all the microplastics in my brain and my testicles? You're wearing them. You know? It shouldn't be a mystery. But for some reason it is. People talk about, oh, the environment's so polluted. No, you're wearing the freaking plastic. So there you go. Well, like, oh, the airplanes are dropping all these cancer-causing chemicals in the chemtrails. Yeah, and you're adding cancer-causing chemicals to your dryer yourself. Your home is more toxic than the chemtrails. It would be like taking a hammer and beating yourself on the head and complaining about the world gives you a headache. No, you're beating yourself in the head with a hammer. Why don't you stop? But whatever, man. People want to wear their polyester. Being interviewed for a used car salesman job or something? I don't know. What is it? Okay. All jokes aside, this is serious stuff. Reduce your microplastics by changing what you wear. It's very simple. And you can follow my work at brightvideos.com and my articles at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can follow me on social media. I'm on X. Username is Health Ranger. I'm on Brighteon.social. Username Health Ranger. And I'm also on Telegram at Real Health Ranger. Just put the word real in front there. Real Health Ranger. Thank you for listening and enjoy your natural fibers. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO, and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.